Boys and girls, you may have above verse 41 a name, Vá, and you may also have a little symbol, a wee script character, like a nail or a pin. And if you turn it the other way around, it looks like a hook, a fish hook. That's the Hebrew letter Vá. And sometimes in Bible days, people would have hammered a nail into the wall and they would have used it as a hook to hang things on, you know, coat or utensils, to hang things on. So it goes into something solid and it can hold things up. And it's like an anchor. As I said, if you turn it around, it's like a fish hook, like an anchor. And what does an anchor do? It holds on to something that's firm. You have an anchor in a boat, a ship, and it's a rough sea. You don't want to be drifting. And what does the sailor do? He casts the anchor into the sea and disappears. You don't see it then. But it hooks into the solid floor of the ocean bed. And it holds you fast. And you don't drift. And you're not moved about by the waters. And you're comfortable. So we need the anchor to hold the ship and keep it from being wrecked. And to stabilize the boat and to maintain your progress so that you don't drift away out and lose the ground that you've made in your journey on the ship. The anchor's not seen because it's deep below, holding firm to the solid ground. The sea's moving, but the bedrock at the bottom is solid and you're hooked to it and you're safe in your boat even in the storms of life. As Christians, we have an anchor in a solid rock. We are held fast to one who has not gone into the depths below, but who has gone into the heights above. We're not going down with God, but we're going up with God. We're making a journey upward and we don't drift from that position. And our anchor is above. We don't see it now. Our hope is in Christ and he has entered within the veil and we don't see him. But we have confidence in him. Didn't we read in Hebrews there that we have an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, has entered within the veil where Christ is. And so if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are safe and secure. And we'll not miss heaven, and he'll draw us into the heavenly rest eventually. And we look upward where our anchor is, our hope in Christ, and we trust in him. Boys and girls, you make sure you're anchored in the Lord Jesus and you're resting and trusting in him, believing in him. He's a solid rock. He's secure ground. You won't be driven away by all the waters of this world and of time. And he'll safely draw you into the haven of rest. And he'll not fail you. And he'll not let you sink. And he'll not let you perish. So you keep on believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, our anchor within the veil.